This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Shock, grief, and anger in Israel following the discovery of the bodies of six Israeli hostages taken on October 7th. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The murdered hostages included Hirsch Goldberg Polan, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari says the six were murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before soldiers reached them. He said they had been abducted alive and their bodies were found during combat in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, near where Israeli troops rescued a Bedouin hostage alive last week. The Israeli press says that rescue may have provoked Hamas to kill the six hostages, fearing the Israeli soldiers were getting closer. It was also reported that three of the six killed were set to be released on humanitarian grounds in the first stage of a ceasefire, including Goldberg Polan and two women. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Following the news that the hostages were killed only recently, many in Israel blame Prime Minister Netanyahu for not making a deal to secure their release. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports that Israel is now facing massive and widespread protests.
A rare call for a general strike in Israel to protest the failure to return hostages held in Gaza has led to closures and other disruptions around the country on Monday, including at the main international airport. But the strike was ignored in some areas, reflecting deep political divisions. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis had poured into the streets late Sunday in grief and anger after six hostages were found dead in Gaza. The families and much of the public blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the hostages could have been returned alive in a deal with Hamas to end the nearly 11-month-old war.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv just as children prepare to return to school after the summer vacation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours Monday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of Kyiv, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. City authorities reported multiple fires. After more than 900 days of war, the two sides show no sign of letting up in the fight or moving closer to the negotiating table as they pursue ambitious ground offensives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An election surprise in Germany as far-right-wing political party heads towards victory in the country's east. The AP's Karen Chamas has that story.
The far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD as it's known, was on track to become the strongest party in a state election for the first time in the country's east, and at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, according to projections. The mainstream opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, has led Saxony since German reunification in 1990 and hopes that Governor Michael Kretschmer can power it past the AfD again, as he did 5 years ago. A new party founded by a prominent leftist was also making an immediate impact, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government were set for weak results. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other election news, Azerbaijan's ruling party was set to retain its majority in Sunday's snap parliamentary election, officials said. It was the country's first vote since staging a lightning offensive last year to recapture the breakaway Republic of Karabakh. President Ilham Aliyev's party was on course to win 68 out of 125 seats in parliament, this according to results from the Central Election Commission. Hundreds of people in India's southern Andhra Pradesh state were stranded after heavy rains triggered flash floods on Monday. Rescue teams were deployed with inflatable boats to rescue people. However, locals said there were not enough to rescue family members. This resident, who did not give her name, says her parents have been stranded for 2 days without food or water. While forecasts predict the weakening of the cyclonic depression off the coast of southern Andhra Pradesh, heavy rains will likely hit southern India's coastal districts for the next 24 hours. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.